Joining me in the studio via the phone right now is Josh from Fangs. Josh, can you please say your last name for me? Because I've tried to say it before and I don't know how to say it.
It's Cottreau.
Cottreau. Okay, cool. Yeah. I was far off, so I'm glad I didn't say it in front of you just now.
Yeah, that's all good.
Well, so firstly, we're here to talk about your debut album. Shui. Is that how... Shui?
Yeah, I guess you could say it however you want, like Feng Shui or Shui or...
Because that was then like my next question. I was like, is it that you guys just love doing shuis or, you know, love moving furniture around like Feng Shui?
I think it's getting the right, you know, the right setting is the best, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can't believe that this is your like debut album. How long have you guys been a band for?
It seems like ages now, like, but not really in all that. I think 2019 we started. Yeah. Probably not really good with the facts on that. but yeah, we put out singles and EPs. And then it was kind of like, all right, it's that time that we're going to go down to Melbourne, lock ourselves into a stinky studio for 2 weeks and pump out an album. And, you know, that's what we did. Yeah. And we're finally coming around to actually releasing it. And we're all extremely excited about it. There's a lot of stuff on there that, you know, through COVID and all that other stuff, like, you know, it's all come out onto this album, and you know, it's good to get it out. And now it's just I just want people to hear it because I'm so excited.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was gonna ask, how did you decide that now was the time? I guess since, like you said, you have released many like singles and EPs. Like, what made now the time for an album?
I think just like. The timing for it is, you know, like it just feels right. And yeah. I mean, like, you probably get a different answer out of Jamil and Sam, who basically are like the grandfathers of the band. Like they are what keeps the machine rolling. You know, they do so much stuff that, you know, people don't realize what goes into a band and how hard it is. And, you know, those guys, yeah, I tip my hat to them. And, you know, so I'm kind of like, you know, along for the ride, because it's just like, you know, the marketing side and all that stuff and so many people that are in play behind us. It's an amazing, we've got a very, very amazing support network, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, you really do. You could say that they're the peanut butter and jelly that keeps the sandwich of Fangs together?
Absolutely. They're definitely the, you know what? If I notice people in Australia, they'll put like butter on before like peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would say they're like the butter. Before the peanut butter and jelly goes on, they're the butter.
They're like the butter and Vegemite.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, it's actually funny about Vegemite. I tasted it probably, you know, I've been in Australia for 10 years and I tasted Vegemite and I was like, what is this? And now, you know, 10 years on, I'm kind of like, yeah, I have Vegemite in the morning.
Yeah, we've turned you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And now I think it's cold here too. I'm like, oh my goodness. It's 10 degrees and I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's so cold. It's very cold. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it gets like minus 35 or something like that back where I'm from.
Where are you
I'm
from?
I'm in Canada, but I'm from Canada, like,
okay.
Nova Scotia.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Cool, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, cool, eh? I think I'm slowly losing it as well. Like, when I talk to my friends from Canada, they're like, you sound Australian. And I'm like, what?
What? No.
Yeah.
That's so
I mean,
funny.
It's probably little twangs and stuff.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, like, not that this is related at all. I can cut this bit out. But my grandpa is Scottish and he's got, like, such a thick, thick accent as well, and you just can't lose it. So I think that I think you're safe with the accent.
Yeah, I think it'll stay for a while. I don't mind if you don't cut it or whatever you like. Yeah, I don't mind. I'm happy. Yeah, just to have a chat. It's cool.
Yeah, same. So this album in its physical form, right, is a if I'm right, Zoetrope vinyl.
That's right.
Yeah. Correct. What is the process behind making like a record or a vinyl animated? Do you?
Pressing me with the questions.
All peanut butter and jelly, and then the hard questions.
Yeah, I think I'd have to ask the butter on this one, but from my understanding, you take a design, and Splags, our good friend, he designs the merch for Fangs, and he's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And he's come up with this design. And so you download an app and you watch it spin through the phone, and it's an animation basically.
Yeah. I saw a story.
I don't really know that much about it because it's just awesome. And I don't really need to know. It's just really cool.
It's just magic, really.
Yeah, it is magic. That's exactly what it is.
Music magic.
It's like when I put my in-ears back in the in-ears thing.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way in the world, the batteries just get changed by themselves.
Oh, that's insane. Look at that.
It's magic. It has to be magic.
I think you're onto something.
Same thing as that. Yeah.
So with with Wide Awake and Same Old Story, which are a couple of my favorite singles that you guys have released prior to the record, were there any tracks that almost didn't make the album, do you reckon?
I think, when we went into recording, we had 25 songs.
Yeah.
There's loads that didn't make it. And we kind of just picked the basis of the songs that were I think these could be, there's potential here. So, you go into pre-production, and we did that with down in Melbourne at Wrangler Studios with Tim Maxwell.
Okay, cool.
From the band Loser, who's absolutely awesome. He's an absolute legend. And basically, we just sat in a room and kind of sort of picked the pieces and the bones of the song, and I like this bit, I like this bit, I like this bit. Yeah. And then, the process just kind of naturally unfolds, and then you kind of, from 22 songs, you end up having 11, 12, 13, maybe 15. And then you're like, okay, well, I don't really like this one. So scrap that one. And then, I think that's the real way to make a really awesome, record that you're really proud of.
Yeah.
You you put in that hard work and you took the best songs that, made the record. And I'm we're really, really happy, and we're stoked, and we stand by it. And, you never know. We have a song that Sam has this riff that for probably since the band has started, pretty much tries to make it to every single EP or new release or whatever, and it never does, but
we keep rewriting
it and rewriting it. So maybe one day that'll make another album.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that moment. You got to tell me when that moment is, and I'll have a listen to that one, because that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Finally made it.
Yes.
Sam will be stoked.
Yeah. I did get to have a little listen of the album beforehand. So you have a song called Gone.
Yeah.
Does that have acoustic guitar in it, or am I going crazy?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
yeah.
Gone and Expired were acoustic songs of mine that I play a lot, and I try and create as much as I can, and I play acoustic, and the songs kind of sound a bit like folky country.
Yeah.
And when we were going into the writing process, the boys made like a demo of the song, and it was absolutely amazing. I was so blown away, and absolutely, like, I'm honored that, you know, they would even want to do these songs, and it made the record. But yeah, Gone and Expired, they're songs that kind of stuck with me for the last 6 or 7 years, maybe almost 10 years.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so they're finally on there, and really, really stoked about that.
When I heard that, I was like, what? But it works. It's so cool.
Yeah, I really don't know how they, you know, these guys that I'm in a band with, they're musical geniuses. And, you know, when I first heard it too, I was just like, what? Is that even the same song? Because it's completely different when it's acoustic. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. But, did a couple of you meet on Gumtree or something?
Well, kind of. So not Gumtree, but basically Jamil typed in singer Sydney.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
I was playing a show, acoustic show, ironically, at Lazy Bones in Merrickville, Sydney.
Oh, shout out to Big.
And I did like a promo video basically of me playing acoustic. And yeah, Jamil reached out to me. And he was like, hey, we're kind of starting a band. We love Frank Carter, and it's kind of like the Bronx. You know, we love Every Time I Die and Maylene, and basically ticking off every single thing that I was like, if I'm ever in a band again, I'm going to be in a band like this.
Cute. So, that's so cool.
Yeah, basically they sent me four or five demo songs. And I had four or five demo songs sent back to them the next day.
Yeah, just like that.
So full, and then they had like a tryout, and you know, I came in and did a backflip, and they're like, he's the guy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, and you know, we've kind of just been.
You guys have been killing it since, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a crazy ride, and it's I feel like the start, like we just got to Canberra to Funtime Pony, and the venue is sick.
Yeah, cool.
And you know, it feels like there's a different vibe around this tour. You know, we're all a bit more mature, and you know, just I appreciate that we are given the opportunity to, you know, still be able to tour and you know, make wicked music, and it's really awesome that, you know, now that I'm here in Canberra, and I'm like, I'm not taking advantage of it, you know, it's sick. I'm really stoked.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for the rest of your tour, you've just started it, so, and then it's gonna go to, well, Sydney, yeah, but then you guys are going to Melbourne. Are you going to like Queensland? Where else are you going?
Yeah, we're doing Canberra, Melbourne, Wollongong, then Newcastle, Sydney, and then Gold Coast, Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, and then Perth and Adelaide.
Oh, yeah. So that was my next question. Because have you guys only done an East Coast tour, or have you done like a national tour before?
So we have played Adelaide before.
Yeah. Like, wait, was that called Froth and Fury? Is that what that was?
Yeah, we did Froth and Fury. That was wicked. And then, yeah, I've never been to Perth.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. And it's kind of weird that I've never been there. And, like, people are reaching out to the band and be like, stoked you guys are coming to Perth and stuff. And I'm like, how do you even know about us? Like, you know,
Because you guys are fans.
Crazy. Well, I mean, hopefully, you know, with this tour too, it's kind of like we can gain some new fans and friends, and I'm really stoked.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. So I have a very serious question for you to wrap up our awesome little chin wag here. So in the music video for Anne Marie, what was with smashing the gnomes?
So I don't think it's a very serious, actually. It's just, you know, so the song is about my sister. My sister's a legend. She basically raised me.
Oh, awesome.
And, you know, she always, like, ever since I was young, she was like, just don't give up. Whatever you do, you know, you want to be a singer, you want to do this, you want to be that. She honestly pushed me to being where I am now. Like, I'm from Nova Scotia, and I'm touring in an Australian, you know, punk rock band.
Yeah.
It's like, how did I get here? And I think it all comes down to my sister. And, you know, I think the music video is, you know, just smash some shit. Sometimes you just gotta smash some shit.
Sometimes you just gotta smash some shit.
Just let go and smash some shit. And I think, you know, that's the whole video. It's just a very fun, we had a blast. We made the room ourselves and it was
Did
it
you
was
hunt
wicked.
Down the gnomes yourself as well?
I actually don't know where the gnome came from. He just showed up. Like, you know, the vinyl, it's magic. And like in-ears, the batteries, it's magic. I don't know.
Magical things just keep happening.
Maybe, that's what it is. The gnome is the magic guy. We smashed him. But now his spirit's in the air.
Yeah, exactly. You guys have absorbed the gnome's magic.
We set him free.
Yeah. All right. Well, you probably have to get to your sound check soon. So I'll let you go so you can prepare for that. But thank you so much for coming and taking the time to have a chat. And join me on Feed My Frankenstein. I'll play a few of your songs as well, because I mean, I've already played Anne Marie twice, because that's probably one of my new favorite now as well.
Amazing.
I'll play a few of the others, and I'll see you at your show in Sydney at Waywards on the 12th of July.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much, Josh.
All right. We'll chat soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.